It is the season review, part one. Dan, Neil, and Sean. A lot to get through, Sean. So I'm going to start in season, and I want you to bring in any of your pre-season thoughts. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of them around how this shaped Liverpool's campaign. But they do win the first five in the league, first seven in total. When you look at the XG trend line, it's on a steady course for goals for, of sort of going downwards, a steady course of decrease, I'd say, from the first game to up until the game which they lose at Palace, which goes from 1.93 to 1.55. So they're dropping from just under two goals to maybe one and a half over that period. Not massive. But I think when you look at the XG against in those five games, if you are looking for maybe a warning sign, it's that they concede over one in all of those five league wins. But ultimately, like I mentioned, the fact are they win the first five, and there'll be conversations around the brittleness of them throughout these podcasts, I think. But this idea that the drop off was always going to come, it was always going to be this monumental, I'm not sure anyone could really say ahead of what we sort of felt going into that Palace game. But I guess where were you in terms of where they were going into the season, and then after you felt after those first five games, where maybe it was a surprise to some of us that we'd won all of those?
Yeah, very briefly, in terms of 24-25, it's worth saying you end the league season with Liverpool scoring 86 goals, conceding 41, but their XG goal difference is 0.90. So, for context, Arsenal's this year was 0.86. So, that's where you sort of end the season at.